Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Days of Elijah, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where the Rubber Meets the Road, from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 23.
Holy God. like Jehovah. There's no God 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 like Jehovah. Holy God, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. As the trumpet calls, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. As the trumpet calls, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. Lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till
Book of Mark, chapter 11 today. This is where God drew me to, and I'm going to share it with you. And in Mark chapter 11, starting with verse number 20 down through verse number 23, the Bible says, "And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest, it withereth away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." Don't leave that part out, because you just canceled out everything that I've just read when you sprinkle doubt into what you say you have faith. No, if you're doubting, you're not living by faith. You're living by doubt. You're living by the flesh. You're living by worry. You're living by the world. If you live by faith, that means you have a complete assurance in God and what He shall do. You may not have seen what God's going to do. You may not have seen how God's going to do what He's going to do. But you know in your spirit that God is a providing God. Amen. So He says, I'm going to go back and read that part again because you need it. "For verily I say unto you, Say unto every one of you and those who are watching by television, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed." He's not talking about going and moving Blue Ridge Mountains. He's talking about the issues that you face in your life. "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he has said." Amen. Man, that's just as simple as it gets. That's what you call living by faith. And if you're not living by faith, you're living by sight. If you're living by sight, you're living by the flesh. You're living by the world. You're living by what you think. You're living by what somebody else told you. You're living by something that you read on the internet. Somebody say it on Facebook or whatever else. See, a lot of people are trying to get their faith from Facebook, when you need to be getting your faith not from Facebook, not from Facebook, but from the faith book. Amen. So, did you get that? Please don't make me repeat it. But anyway, I want to begin this morning by declaring, in these days of chaos, and it's prevalent everywhere that you look, and the circumstances today and the trials and the troubles that so many folks are going through, uncertainty and unruly behavior is basically, and it's in a time of panic and pain that we're living in. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, with all that stuff in the air and going on around us and maybe even in the confines of your own home, I want you to know faith is everything. Faith does work. Faith in God is the only way that you can live pleasing unto the Lord, and it's the only way that you're going to be blessed of the Lord. If you're going to be blessed, it's not going to be based on your merit. It's not going to be based on your good. It's not going to be based on anything about you except the fact that you exercise the faith that you've got in God in your living every day. So you've got to live by faith. The Word of God declares that. So when you are standing at this place called the threshold of decision, and your faith is all you have to stand on, to lean upon, and to trust in, you have to let today faith be your foundation. Because you began this thing called Christianity by the process of salvation that you only receive by faith in God. That the grace that He supplied at the cross, yes, Jesus died to redeem sinful man. But you've got to receive that by faith, don't you? None of you were there that day when they crucified Him on the cross. But I'll tell you what, my sins were present and yours were too. But I'm also glad today that when He declared that He gave forgiveness and that He said it is finished and He won the victory over death, hell, and the grave and over sin and its shackles, I'm glad that He included me. Amen. And so I receive that by faith. So are you ready to stand today for your faith foundation that you have in God? See, if you don't have a faith foundation, then your life is empty, shallow, and you're just hopping from one problem to another and worrying yourself to death, and you're living in fear and dread and worry all the time. And, you know, we're popping pills for this and popping pills for that, and we find ourselves in positions of difficulty, and we're worrying ourselves sick, we're not sleeping. And not. Let me just tell you right now, that's not God's will for your life. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. That only comes, power, love, and a sound mind, by the process called faith. See, we got to live by faith. And it's not what we say, it's what we do. It's how we live it every day. It's not manipulating what we're going through. It's just simply reaching out by faith and trusting God. Amen. So, hallelujah, I'm glad faith works. And I'm glad we can build on the right foundation. David asked this question in Psalm 11. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? See, you need a foundation, and that foundation comes by the process of the faith that you've got in the Lord. So if your foundation is right, you can walk through, you know, some pretty shaky times that you face in life. And Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means what you have anchored on, the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll never leave you. It's there for you and it's there with you today. So this rock that is declared here is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.